This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A higher return on investments this past fiscal year means more money for University of Colorado. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine reports.
The university netted a 25% return on its investments over the past fiscal year. That's higher than the historical average. CU Boulder will use the one-time funds to increase scholarships and grants for students, recruit and develop diverse staff and faculty, reduce student fees, and more. The university says the dividend doesn't provide long-term funding for things like employee compensation and running the university. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Jefferson County Open Spaces hopes an invention from the Colorado School of Mines will help limit damage to hiking trails during floods and other natural disasters. Eric Alder and a group of other seniors have created a lightweight modular bridge that can be constructed on site.
They wanted something that a group of people could put on their backs and then hike out to a remote location, put up, leave in place for up to 6 months until a more permanent solution can be put in place.
The current prototype extends up to 16 feet and can support up to 1,700 pounds. It will need to undergo further testing before it hits the market. Nearly a week after dangerous winds blew through the state, all Colorado Springs Utilities customers have their power back. That's as of yesterday morning. Some 47,000 users were without power at the height of the outages. Utilities say it may be possible that some of those folks will experience short interruptions to their power in the coming days due to ongoing repairs. This is CPR News.